Mack carries the puck back to the blue line. Rink wide pass. Worth with a shot and a goal. Bemidji State's Jack Casa tips that one in. Kara Worth will get an assist on that one, I believe. That was a huge play by Bemidji State. Casa puts the Beavers up 2-1. Now all four refs come to the review booth. I don't know what they're reviewing. Be interested to find out what they're reviewing. 14:37 left to play here in the third period. 44 seconds left on that power play. I think they're looking to see if a Bemidji State player had interfered with Sove. Or if it came off of a skate, maybe? It might have come off of Casa's knee. I don't know if that counts as a redirection by skate, or if it's an interesting, I don't know the exact rule on that one. I know if it comes off of a skate and the skate obviously redirects it, then it's a no goal, but the refs is still looking at this one. I think that's what Sove was questioning, or if indeed there was a player in the crease at the point in time, but we'll see. 44 seconds left on the penalty time to Charlie Dahlquist of Ohio State, and if indeed this does stand, Bemidji State would take their first lead of the weekend. And that would be a pretty impressive thing for this Beaver squad, is to get two goals past Sove after a 4-0 shutout yesterday. The Buckeye goaltender making 38 saves yesterday. She's so far made 24 saves here so far. We'll see what they decide to call this one. But again, Bemidji State's Jack Casa will get the goal. A great big goal for Bemidji State. An Otter Tail Power Company power play goal.